Welcome back. It's another Tuesday. And yes, you are listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And once again, he has returned. He has returned from his journey from the mountains, from the heavens. He has arrived with a fury to be heard, to speak the words of the Almighty. So once again, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Come on.
I thought you were going to finish the introduction.
This is like a long introduction.
I'm James. Thank you for having me back. They're going to say like the master of disaster.
The master of disaster.
What does that even mean?
And the master disaster. Mr. James. How you doing, James?
Excellent. Thank you.
Welcome back to the show again.
Thanks.
We always like to, you know,
hype James.
Hope, yeah, you always like to put you over as much nice. as possible. So, last we checked, we are still pushing you to watch Lost. And at this very moment, since last week, you still haven't, I totally forgot to give you Lost. But here, hold in your hands. You now have the packaging of the first season of Lost. Tell us your feelings on that, man. What do you see?
It's pretty intimidating. It's a lot a lot of DVDs in here. It's a big case. It looks like there's a lot of main characters in it.
I think this is a great situation because there's a lot of people that don't really get to experience like this. Not a lot of people have not heard or watched Lost, so it's a good experience to get this on the radio show to know how does it feel to hold this in your hands.
I'll tell you, I'm feeling a lot better about it already because right on the back here, it's got a quote from Newsweek.
Oh, yeah.
It says, the number one best show. What does that mean? Ever?
It has to be ever, man. All time.
I beg to differ. although I haven't seen it yet.
What else?
People were saying it's the best show of the decade yesterday.
What decade?
The last week.
I guess, you know, the past 10 years.
Well, what would the decade be? Would it be 2000 to 2009? Or would it be 2001 to 2010?
Probably 2001 to 2010.
I swear we got like heat from the boys in the back saying that, like, remember when we had our celebration, our 10-year celebration or whatever, the end of a decade?
Yes.
And then people were like, it's not even the end of the decade.
Who said that?
People on the internet.
Just
all those
people.
all those people on the
all
message
those
boards.
People, man.
They're you're stupid.
About.
It's not even the end.
Is this just the last?
We got 1 year left, man. So what else do you see, man?
They actually said that? You're stupid?
And you know what? Speaking of, like, the best of commentary, I heard an ad last week for 24, which is ended.
Yeah, ended last week, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, it ended last Monday.
Yeah.
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 So, like,
are you a fan of 24?
It was a radio spot, right? So I'm driving home, and then they say something like, they're like, the best adventure TV show ever, or something like that, and I was like, really?
Well, I mean, this is only Newsweek's opinion. This isn't everybody.
Is that the only quote on there?
Yeah.
What else? What are your other feelings when you look at this packaging? Like, what do you feel in your soul?
It looks like a very diverse cast.
But do you see the people I was talking about? Like all
the Asians?
Different, the all different types of Asians.
Where's the Asians?
And the whites.
I see one Asian. Wait, she Asian?
There's one
guy. Oh, they're the Asians.
Sun and Jin.
Why are you looking specifically for the Asians?
I like Asians.
Gotta
You're
have
going
Asians.
To like Asians because we are good looking. I don't know.
What else do you see?
Well, I'm part Asian, Caucasian.
Can you read the back for us? Would that help us?
It's kind of dark in here, but yeah, I'll try. Let's see. All right. Get lost in the hottest series of the year. From J.J. Abrams, the creator of Alias, comes the action-packed adventure that became a worldwide television event Stranded on an island that holds many secrets, 48 people must band together if they hope to come home alive. Now you can experience the non-stop excitement and mystery of every episode, from the show's stunning first minute to its spectacular finale, on a 7-disc set. Presented in a widescreen theatrical format with a 5.1 surround sound, and bursting with more than 8 hours of original bonus features, including unaired Lost flashbacks from the final episode, Lost is a real find. That's it. bonus features. Well, it's got all kinds of bonus features. Let's see. Does it have commentary?
I don't remember.
Audio was... commentaries, yeah.
See, man, that's...
I never saw any of the commentaries of episodes.
That is true. I haven't seen any of those commentaries yet. I think you have a find right there, man.
Do you know that they have a Lost podcast that's free on iTunes with the creators?
I did, and podcast. I never gave a chance. A video podcast?
Yeah. I haven't given it a chance as well, but it's like there's so much material out there.
Yeah.
And then there's so many people that just do Lost podcasts.
Yeah. Man, unlike us.
But it's to the point where it's like there's so much material that you can not only get the show and then all the extras on the DVDs, you can like divulge into like this world that other people create online and like listen to all their podcasts and like.
So you actually become Lost yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like there's some
people. That is the word, man.
There's some people last week when Lost ended, like they were like, oh, now I have to find a life. They haven't had a life for 7 years or something. I was like, what? They're like, what am I going to do with my Tuesdays now?
That's stupid. Anybody who says something like that should just get beat up.
I don't know, man. I guess they were just really big fans.
On the spot.
Like a good old-fashioned beating up.
You know what?
But they get punched.
A good dose of reality for you.
They get punched a lot more times than they punch the other person.
But I think there are certain people out there that, like, they just get into a show or a book or something that they really like to the point where, like, in a way, they give up whatever life that they did have. And become whatever the life
become
that,
lost.
Was there yeah. yes? Was there ever anything like in yes. since up to today? Was there anything that you've always been so into? Like either one of you guys? Like I even know like some people are really big into like World of Warcraft or, you know, not cosplay, but you know what I mean. Like is there anything like that? Like James and Sliders
to the point where you create like a second life based around something.
Do you guys have anything that was like that or a story that could make fun? You know.
Oh.
I remember there was a time, like, when I was back, almost like in 98, StarCraft. Like, I remember, like, my brother, his friend, Mike Bovey, would have their computers set up, like, in my parents' house. And they would all just be, like, playing StarCraft together and stuff like that. And it seems like that was the one thing they always did.
Well, that stuff's addicting, man.
Have you played it too?
No, but I played. I played Call of Duty on Xbox Live and stuff.
Yeah,
and that crap is fun.
But tell me, yeah, let's explore that, like,
because you can like play against other people like around the world, and you can talk trash to them through the headset and everything.
I think I remember I was at your place one time, and you were talking. You're playing. Was it SOCOM? I think it was SOCOM. You were talking to people with the headset and stuff like that.
Oh, that was when I had like PlayStation 2 way back in the day.
I remember.
No,
that.
Weren't you and Danny like doing that? What was it? Left 4 Dead or whatever?
Oh yeah, me and Danny Huzzard. Yeah, we.
Yeah, describe this experience of Left 4 Dead.
What is
I really want to know.
Left 4 Dead.
I want to know because you know what? I'm you know I don't have a system or anything, but like you know you guys are hardcore into it.
Well,
so hardcore that I was the only one that did not get a game during Huzzard's wedding.
I wasn't that hardcore into it. But I played it because, you know, it's fun to play with your friends. You can play with your friends, like, join a party together or whatever on Xbox Live. And then you can all join the same game and play together, you know, whatever. And that's what I like about it. I didn't really care for the game too much. It's just zombies. Really not a zombie.
Dude, that's exactly what I was saying, but, you know.
I think...
I had an online battle about that.
Yeah, dude, Call of Duty is awesome because it's actually, it's like war, man.
Yeah.
It's like real weapons and stuff. And you can go up in ranks, like, and unlock more weapons the higher rank you get. And,
did I ever play that at Best Buy?
Yeah, you did.
For free, man. It was James,
Carolyn curses at the like, screen when she's playing.
Like something comes out of me when I'm playing like the war games, and like I curse, and then there's like a little kid next to me, but I'm just like, shut the fuck, motherfucker!
Fuck, kill that motherfucker!
I do that.
I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna freaking eat your heart, motherfucker! I'm gonna fuck you till you love me, motherfucker!
Yeah, dude, I talk mad trash online, and some people will just talk trash for no reason. And,
really?
And like, I was going around shooting people with my pistol because there's different, like, things you can unlock. Or, like, if you use a certain, if you get a certain number of kills with certain weapons,
yeah,
then it gives you like a super like 5,000, 10,000 point bonus, yeah, which helps you get like even closer to the next rank. And so I was going around shooting people with my pistol, you know, trying to get the my kills up with that, and I was just dominating. I was just killing everybody. I don't know. You know, sometimes you just have one of those days where you just dominate. And this fag was like,
this fag.
He's like, so goddamn it, He-Man. It's like, you're a fag, man. You keep shooting everybody with a pistol. Quit doing that shit. I was like, well, and, you know,
it's working, right?
Quit getting fucked up. Yeah.
Is that one of like? Is that a common occurrence? Do you instigate talking trash?
No, or? But I finish it. I just keep it going.
What type of people do you usually run into?
Man, it's all like kids.
Are they like 14-year-olds?
It's teenagers and like, you know, young adults mostly. But there's some little kids on there. The little kids are the best ones.
Like the best players?
Yeah, sometimes.
They're like, I want to shoot you.
But they don't know what they're doing, but they'll kick your ass. Like, you
that's
know?
How it is, man. I like to get in that mental capacity of like not knowing what I'm doing, but I'm still kicking your ass.
Well, it's kind
of
like
that's how I go through life, actually.
It's kind of like learning a language. Like little kids learn a language early on in their life, you know. Like,
yeah,
it's easier.
Yeah, they can just process it a lot easier because they're surrounded by it.
Yeah, rather than trying to be an adult and learn a second language.
Yeah,
that's what the way I look at it. But you know, because we were brought up playing NES and stuff.
Yeah, and like Tyson and.
With just an A and B button. Now there's like 40 buttons on the controller.
It is, man. Or 16.
Me and my brother found the Super Nintendo the other week. We were playing it. We were playing Mario Kart, which is like my all-time favorite game. It was like a lot harder than I thought. Like that Super Kart level.
Oh, Mario Kart's great. I remember playing that in Super NES.
Yeah, like, do you remember...
You can, like, miss-a-lock people with the red turtle shell.
But do you...
They can't do anything about it.
Especially during battle mode. Man. But do you know
battle
that...
mode.
You know the...
Oh, Battletoads. Remember that?
I remember Battletoads.
But do you remember, like, during the last round of the Super Battle or whatever, like... There's that ghost house of Mario Kart.
I don't remember.
Man, that one's hard. I kept falling. And that little, like, fluff marshmallow had to pick me up. What is that? A cloud?
That guy in the cloud.
Yeah, it's a cloud
with
guy.
With the fish, the,
I don't remember.
The fishing fish pole.
Yeah, he had to, like, pick me up, like, three times. I fell. I was like, man, this is hard. And I felt like older when I was playing it too. Like I was like, wait, what button do I press? I felt like old and faggoty.
You felt old and faggoty. I don't know.
No, I know what you mean.
Did you just say that? You felt old, James.
That's pretty accurate description of the feeling. I felt that too.
You felt old and faggoty. Describe this feeling of old and faggoty, dude, just so people at home will understand what we mean by that.
No, James said he felt the same way.
Yeah,
so.
James, describe it for
us,
sir.
No, if you either know the feeling or you don't.
That's not fair, dude. That's not fair. I guess
like,
I don't know.
Like, old, like, I guess, like, you know when you see old people that wear their pants up because to, like,
old
their
people,
nipples?
Old people
stuff.
Are like, I feel faggoty today.
Like, you know how when you see, like, an old person wearing their pants up to their nipples and
are
stuff?
You saying that's faggoty?
Yeah.
No way, man.
I don't know. I just felt all like I felt like I like smelled of of like rusty.
You know what? I've been waiting a long time. I've been trying to find some sort of attire where I can wear suspenders because I bought suspenders like a year and a half ago. But there's really not a lot of things that I can wear suspenders to.
I don't really know. Suspenders are that
great.
Get
like a Lumberg outfit.
What?
He wears suspenders, remember?
Yeah, the guy, the boss from.
Yeah.
From Office Space. That's what I was telling Joe about.
Is that a bad look?
Yes.
Move in a storage closet. Dude.
Why is suspenders a bad look?
Did you turn in your TPS report today?
It's tight. See, he said it's tight. He said it's tight, man. You don't have to wear a belt. The thing is, because
I mean, it reminds me of like Larry King or like, you know.
I think of Joey Styles. Joey Styles wore suspenders.
Larry King sucks.
Didn't Joey Styles wear suspenders?
Speaking
I can
of Larry
that.
King and like the,
oh no, speaking of Larry
and like
King,
you know
please.
You know the quote right. The quotes how we were talking about how like the quotes from Lost on the back of the box. There's the funniest quote I remember seeing is like for Kevin Smith, what was that, Jersey Girl, like there's a big quote from Larry King on the front cover. It's like the best movie I ever saw, Larry King. I'm like, what, on Jersey Girl?
Tell me why you don't like
guys.
Tell me why you don't like Larry King.
I like Larry King. I just think he's silly
James,
and
he's
funny.
A turd. James, tell me why you don't like Larry
he is
King.
He's like
an asshole.
He is.
He has stupid opinions.
Is it wrong to be an asshole? Or
I think he's a character, though. The reason why I like him is because he is a character. But I
hope
do.
He dies soon.
He probably will. He just got divorced. Dude. Do you know how he I heard that he had, like, was
just,
cheating
he
on...
He just got divorced?
Yeah, he again, he's been divorced, like, I don't know, like, 9 times.
Who cares?
But his current wife, he was married to her for a very, long time compared to his other marriages. But then I heard that he cheated on her with her, like, younger sister.
Just don't go there. You know what? I did see recently, probably like a couple days ago, I was on TMZ. I don't really go to TMZ, but I had some time to spare before I was waiting for something to render. So I was like, and you were saying that there was this video of Miley Cyrus grinding on the gay director and that she was 16.
Yeah.
And people were like up in roar. There's something about, I don't know.
Did you see the video?
Yeah, I saw the video, but like for some reason, no matter all this controversy in which I look at that Miley Cyrus apparently is doing, are you a fan, James, of Miley Cyrus?
You said she's only 16?
No, in this video she was only 16.
I think she might have been 15.
How old is she now?
Probably 17.
Ah, damn it.
I don't know if she's...
What do you mean?
Are you waiting for her to be legal?
No, I was joking.
But what I'm saying, what I think is, like, I don't know. Whenever I see her, everyone's all like, oh, she's doing this. It's too sexy. It's too sexy. No, she's doing this too sexy. I don't know. I never really see a big problem with it because I don't really feel like it's like... It doesn't seem like an honest sexiness. It just seems like she's trying to get a rise out of people because she has too much. She used to have too much of like a clean image. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, she's like she's trying to wipe that away her Disney.
Yeah, that's what I feel. It's like,
why
well,
would you want to wipe that away?
Because like, you know, that's how Jessica
that's what made her.
What?
That's what made her.
Exactly. But like, that's how Jessica Biel. I remember when Jessica Biel was trying to look bad or trying to get away from being like all clean cut from Seventh Heaven and stuff. What did she do? Oh, I posed with sort of slutty nude photos, but are not
well,
nude.
Hilary Duff tried to do that too.
Yeah, I feel like that's. It's like, oh, so that's the only way someone cannot do that? I think Scarlett Johansson freaking processed, but she wasn't a child star, though.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like that's the one way people can do
so
that.
So what did you think of Miley's dancing?
I looked at it, and I thought it was bullshit. It wasn't like, they might have been offended, but I was like...
I mean, what if that was your daughter?
I mean, that's a different story, but, like, I'm talking about me being offended by looking at that. But when I looked at it, I'm just sort of like... Just sort of look crappy. It didn't look sexy. I don't think maybe it's because I don't think anything Miley Cyrus does is sexy. So maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because she's so young.
It's like looking at a little girl do that. It's like
yeah, but it's a Hollywood little girl. It's like once you're in Hollywood for like 2 years, you've
already
aged 10 years.
She's just copying what she sees going on with the other girls dancing.
It's funny we look at Lindsay Lohan and we think like, oh, she acts and appears almost like she's like 40 or 35, and which she's not. She's like 20 something.
But you know Lindsay Lohan? She's on a downward spiral. I heard that she's been.
James,
who is she again?
She's that girl that has red hair, and she was in The Parent Trap.
She was in Mean Girls, the star of Mean Girls.
She was in Herbie.
And Herbie Food.
I've just heard the name. I can't picture what she looks like.
You've probably seen her before, but anyway, the thing is, I heard that she's on a downward spiral. Like, all of her friends basically say that she's gonna die if she continues like the life she's living. She's low on money, and she just goes out every night and parties. And she's such a liability. You know, like, and I've seen pictures of her recently, and, like, the sad thing is, like, she really could, if she put her heart to it, be, like, a good actress and have lots of good gigs and good work and, like, look really pretty. But I saw a picture of her recently, or not just one picture, but many pictures of her recently, and honestly, it looks like she aged a lot. She smokes and drinks, stays up all night. She basically looks like she aged 10 years. Recently.
I mean, that's how it is. And she looks, yeah.
I mean, she still can look pretty if she fixes herself up. I'm not saying she's ugly, but you can tell her face got wrinkly and, like, she's more haggard looking and she's just, like, tripping everywhere.
Is there any, do you think there's any, like, youth, you know, young star ever that's actually been a success, like, outside of the, you know, like, once they break out of being the young child star?
Ron Howard.
Yeah, I just saw Beautiful Mind, too, and I have to say, you know, Beautiful Mind. He's doing a good job. Apollo 11.
But he's
also Apollo 13.
He's also on the different side of things, like not being on camera.
Yeah, so that's true.
Maybe he focused himself on like telling stories.
Because even like Corey Haim died. You know what I mean?
It seems like Ron Howard is more of a focused person.
Well, Ron Howard is like making work.
Yeah.
Not just being there for a celebrity.
He's not just like, look at me, look at me.
Like that seems like the main thing is when people are just searching out for celebrityism and stuff like that. Or even like Juventud Guerrera. It's like all messed up.
I mean, I don't.
Oh, you guys don't know.
I don't,
what?
I don't, like, I'm trying to think of like another child star that's been good, but I mean, I was gonna say maybe Mandy Moore. She's the classiest out of them, but I wouldn't say that her career is on the up and up. She hasn't been in the greatest movies ever.
I feel like after a certain amount of time, they just want to get out of it. They want to just get out of Hollywood scene.
I just feel like at least Mandy Moore is like a little bit more like legit. Like she, you know, I don't know. But as far as like being most successful, I'd probably say Ron Howard.
Ron Howard. I mean, who else was there? James, who else is a young, you know, like was
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
The guy from Wonder Years.
Oh, that's true.
Oh.
That is another show. That's
Kevin
one,
Arnold?
That is one thing I have not talked about. Fred Savage.
Has Fred Savage done anything
that
bad?
That's a good point that I want to bring up. That actually Fred Savage recently, or for probably the past year and a half, but now for me recently, has made something that I'm like, Fred Savage, you are the fucking man, dude. You are the motherfucking man.
What is it?
On Starz, they have a TV show called Party Down. Fred Savage created Party Down.
He's a creator of it?
Yeah, he created and directed. Oh. And directed.
Oh, that's good. He's on the
That
up
show
and up,
is
man.
Awesome. James, have you seen Party Down before?
I have never heard of it.
Look it up on your droid right now.
Oh, no.
I'll look it up for you. Party Down is a great freaking show, man. You ever get a chance, if I own it, James, I would let you borrow that too with Lost. I think you'll really enjoy Party Down, James. You like funny stuff and you like hot people and stuff like that. Party Down is basically, the concept of it is a bunch of struggling actors trying to make it in Hollywood.
Like hot people.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of struggling actors who all have talent that are trying to make it in Hollywood, but their day job is that they cater for Hollywood people and Hollywood parties. And it's a comedy.
Catering company.
So they just party.
Huh?
Party down all the time.
Yeah.
Well, they're working during the party.
Yeah, but it's like it's hilarious.
Like passing like
partydown. com, but it's some like
oh man
CD company or something.
No, but like yeah, like I'm like no, I'm actually porn. I'm at.
I was gonna say Party Down.
Party Down Surprise.
Where would it be?
What network is it on?
Starz. Party Down.
Starz.com.
And I mean
Starz.
Gotcha.
And like there's a lot of cool people on that show, but like there's something I really gravitate towards that show.
Starz.com or Starz TV?
Yeah, with a Z.
.co.uk?
Probably not UK.
I have no idea if that's UK or not.
I'll try
it's
dot com.
It's probably not UK.
No, but yeah, like Party Down. I was introduced to the TV show Party Down by Brian Sarvis.
Oh really?
Now, where is he? Where is he?
Brian Sarvis at home washing his tights, man.
Where is he? Where's his home now?
I just
down in south.
I heard of Party Down because it was an ad in Entertainment Weekly.
Where is it?
But see, this is what
happened. The guy from Veronica Mars, the blonde dude, surfer dude.
Where the hell is it?
So the story with this is,
shit.
I just got Brian to watch all three seasons of Veronica Mars. Like, of course, it was one of those things where he was
God damn it.
Uh-huh. What's going
no,
on?
No, I'm right listening here? To you at the same time. Watched all three seasons.
Yeah, so I was pushing on Brian. Jeez, you gotta check out Veronica Mars. It's an amazing mystery series. It's really, you know, it's got great characters. So he got finished watching that, right? And he was like, oh yeah, that's great. And then like somehow he was on Netflix. You know, on Netflix you can watch whatever you want. You can watch full seasons of shows on Netflix. And so he would just the place he was staying didn't have cable, but it had a nice new iMac with internet. And he went on to Netflix and he was watching new shows, and then he stumbled upon, I guess he looked up Kristen Bell somehow. And then he saw Kristen Bell like on an episode of a TV show that he never knew of called Party Down. I believe that's how it is.
What would it be under?
Just go to IMDb, Party Down.
Fuck.
Or just are you saying Party Down? It's not popping up.
No, it's not popping up. I'm browsing titles.
Can you Google Starz Party Down?
Shit. I can't Google. Remember, my Google's not working.
You can't Google at all?
This thing is retarded.
Why do you need to have a Google account to Google?
Damn it, you just do.
You do not need a Google account to Google.
I'm telling you, you do.
James, I just Googled. Like.
Why isn't it working for me? It's saying that I have to set it up.
James, the last... Here, let me do it.
All right, do it. Damn it. Give me that shit.
Use the keypad this time.
This is pissing me off.
Woo!
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. Oh, that's just a CD case. Oh, God.
Look out for the Lost.
I just can't win. Alright, damn it. Oh shit.
I'll
just keep it on my lap here.
I don't understand how to use this droid.
Alright.
How can you
give it up? Give it up, Fred
Savage. I understand.
Yeah, so Ben Savage is successful.
No, Fred Savage is. Ben Savage is a turd.
What's up with Ben Savage?
He's just a turd.
Yeah, but he was in Boy Meets World. Boy Meets World
exactly.
Rules.
Nope. We've been over this already.
God.
We went over this like.
What about Ryder Strong?
On an episode a long time ago.
Ryder Strong is successful.
What's that?
He was in Boy Meets World.
Wait, let me finish.
Oh, what about
I gotta finish. Here it is, motherfucker. God.
There it is.
There it is. Look. Fucking you Flash.
All right. See?
How do you go back?
Don't they have a mobile site?
How do you go back a page?
Who cares?
Well, basically the story is so Brian, he had nothing to do one day.
Let me see.
And he watched the whole entire first episode of
Party Down.
The whole season, basically, because the whole season just got done. And he watched Party Down, and he was like pressing on. He's like, dude, it's a really awesome show. And then, you know, of course, me being like the asshole that I am, was like, sure, I'll watch it. And I never watch it. But then just this up and coming new season, Party Down, I just got Stars because they have this deal on cable, of course. And so they had what's it called, like a marathon before it started, before the new season started. And I watched it, and I was like, this is a fucking awesome show, man.
That's what Martin Starr's in it.
Yeah, Freaks it has all Geeks. These people. It has Martin Starr. Look, it's, see?
Is that Ben Savage?
Well, now it says some of it. Oh, here it is.
Ben Savage. See,
Party Down. It's like that middle one.
See.
Yeah, and like I watched it, and I really liked it. It had a lot of heart to it, and there's like I enjoyed the characters. The characters change, you know. And then Lizzie Kaplan's in it from Mean Girls, and also she was in Cloverfield, and Martin Starr from Freaks and Geeks, and Knocked Up, and they had the detective guy, and two guys from Veronica Mars was in it.
Who's
and,
the other
and
guy?
And also that girl from Glee, who was also in 40-Year-Old Virgin, that older lady.
Yeah,
got her name. She was in there in the first season. It's a really good show, man. You should check it out once you get a chance.
I don't think I'd like it. I don't know.
I'll let you borrow it.
I don't like young
There's no, not everyone's young.
Oh, well.
Young what?
Young hot teens.
I don't know how to describe it.
Young hot teens.
Barely legal.
I don't like young people. I don't like old people either.
You just don't like people. You're
so
like
just
me.
Like middle-aged people.
Well, I don't know. I don't quite know how to describe it, because,
James.
We just don't like humanity.
Let's avert the question and tell me, what do you like?
I don't know, but remember we were talking about feeling old and faggy before? Like,
I don't remember talking about it. You guys like remember talking like, about being old and faggy.
Not faggy. Not feeling like that in general, but.
You guys felt old and faggy because you were playing video games and people were beating your ass?
No, check it out. Like, sometimes I'll go to a store or something. And there'll be like a kid checking me out, like a Best Buy.
Wait,
something,
what?
Right?
Checking you out or sizing you
no,
out?
No, checking me out like
or sizing
checking
you
like
me
at
out.
The checkout counter.
Not sizing, checking me sizing? Out like in a gay way. I mean, like at the checkout counter.
Oh, the okay. All right. Yeah.
Like a clerk.
And, he'd be like, "Hey, how you doing, man?" Or something like that. I'll be like, "Man, you call him man? Fucking punk."
Wait, what?
You told him that to his face?
No.
Wait. What was the
you just say it in your head.
What was the phrase he told you? He said.
No, I'm just saying this happens every once in a while. It will be like a 16-year-old like kid working in a store or something, and he'll call me man or dude or something.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll stop and look at him for a second. Like, who are you calling dude? Like, I'm not your age, punk ass.
I'm trying to find where the negative comment was.
Huh?
I'm trying to find where the
no. I'm
I don't
saying
like
he's.
When people call me
it's kind of like yeah. It's like disrespectful because I'm
wait.
Just,
when they
I'm,
say man,
because I'm an adult. Goddammit.
Oh, instead of saying sir.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I don't like it when people call me ma'am.
Maybe because I'm just used to it. Because
or when people are like yes'm.
Yes, like, yes, a
I hate these goddamn.
I'm like, I'm not a slave.
These freaking black girls, they'll say shit like, you heard me? What?
Wait, you gotta use it in the full sentence.
Like they're asking if you heard what they said.
Wait, so
hey,
like,
me?
So it's say, like, so
you
so,
heard
so,
me,
James? Can you get me that drink? You heard me, or something like that, or what? Or how's it used, like, in a sentence?
Yeah, like that.
It's like that? You heard me? What?
You heard me.
They actually say that?
Dude, they
say
that.
I don't mean that as they, as in
they,
all of them, but
yeah,
not like
no,
Serena
they,
Williams
they
or
do.
Something like that.
They say shit like that.
They? Like, you heard me?
You heard me? Or, or what's a good one? Like if you do somebody a favor, big. Alright, good looking. What the fuck does that mean?
good looking.
Oh no.
I think someone did tell me that before. I didn't really know what they meant.
Do they have the dumbest lingo nowadays? Stupid crap I hear day in and day out.
You heard me? Good looking. But the revert, like just reverting of the dialogue.
How about it? Pardon me, sir. Did you hear what I asked you or something? Yeah.
But you just
hear
want
me?
You just want on it. You just want like a real. You want real words.
People
being used in real ways, right?
Yeah, English. Goddammit, not Ebonics.
Not Ebonics 2.0.
Anyway, where were we going with that? Fred Savage is better than Ben Savage. Oh.
Stop doing start and stop and go.
Have you ever heard of chat roulette?
I can't do stop and go thoughts all day long.
Have you heard of chat roulette?
No, never heard of
what
it.
What is that chat roulette?
Oh, man.
Is it as good as cumsurprise.com?
It's this thing where I heard about it while I was watching South Park, and because they were making fun of it on there. They had an episode of, you know, South Park. They had an episode where they're... Oh, shit, you can't hear me. You couldn't hear me, could you?
I can't hear you.
Okay. They had an episode where they're making fun of Facebook and all that crap.
I saw part of that.
No, I thought maybe I sounded muffled coming from over here.
You know, anyway. It sounds better right there.
Okay.
I saw part of that South Park Facebook.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I saw it on YouTube, but I saw parts of it.
Yeah, so they were making fun of chat roulette in the same episode because they got Cartman.
What is chat roulette?
Let me get there.
All right, we'll let you
use it. I don't even know what it is.
Okay, what it is a website. So it's this website where you go on there and you have to have a webcam to use it, and you click like to set up your webcam and there's a box on top and a box on bottom, like on bottom whatever is what you look like to the other person, so you just click. Like, click a button to get started, and then the box on top will pop up, and it'll be just some random person in the world.
In the world?
Just anywhere in the world. Just
but
some,
you don't get
whoever's...
to choose who you want to talk to. It's
no, it's
roulette.
It's just roulette, yeah. And if you
so
want
it's like spin the bottle.
Yeah, and you can talk to them or whatever, and if you don't like who you're looking at, you just click next, and it'll go to the next person.
That's vicious. Oh my God.
Yeah, it is vicious. But...
Have you done it?
Yeah, I went on the website, right?
Chatroulette.com, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I'm not putting it over. It's retarded. But I went on there. The first thing I see is just a cock right there in the window. And then the next, I click next. And the next thing I see is another schlong.
Ew,
dude, whacking away.
Is there settings just, in which you can like not?
No.
Is there something that you type in where it's just like,
it's like
cocks only?
No, it's like
you don't really see the head.
I don't know,
but you see a different head.
I don't know, James. Sometimes I don't know how you get in these situations, man. I think you put yourself in these situations sometimes. I understand.
Man, your computer has AIDS.
I don't know, because you're like going to bodybuilding.com and you got this shit, and then all of a sudden there's a roulette in which all you see is cocks. What the fuck is that?
So what's on the
I'm
next
confused.
One.
I'm lost, James.
So
I'm lost.
So, hey.
You see two.
I'm lost on the island.
No, I just
so
kept
when,
going,
when
I
you
kept,
refresh, what else do you see?
Like every once in a while. No, I just keep clicking. I just kept clicking next. I kept seeing dudes whacking off or like guys with their shirts
There's
off.
There's no girls doing that? What?
No. Let me get to that. So I'm looking.
Oh my God.
I'm looking to see. I'm like, dude, man, are there actually any girls on here? Because I guess that's why the guys are whacking off. You know, in hopes that like a girl will come across them and like stop it, like, oh my God, let me watch this.
Let me do this too. Oh, everyone's doing it now.
Yeah, so I finally find a girl on there. I'm like, oh, I wonder if she'll want to talk.
So what
is
happens?
Is this
that
mostly
you,
like a sex thing, or is it supposed to be
it's supposed to be like a regular, just
like a face to face.
Wait, what's so
like
chat
room?
Chat roulette, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in chat roulette, you can just press like next. Like if it was like a gallery, you can just go to the next picture. And that's you go to the next person, right?
No, you can't see who's coming up.
Oh, so every single time it's just a woman or a guy that we're you don't know
somebody,
some random.
And you don't, but you don't put in like who you are and like this is what you
like,
look.
No,
it's
there's
just
no
anything.
Filters.
No,
like basically you can't type in like blonde girl or something.
No,
I wish we had the laptop right now to see what.
Telling you, check it out because it's retarded.
I don't know if
I want to. I mean,
after seeing that you saw all those like penises and stuff.
No, but see, look, I finally I get to like somebody, interesting.
A woman, right?
Yeah. So she clicks over me.
Well, she turns you
like,
off
right away. I was up for a second, and then she looks at me and then just clicks next.
Oh no!
And that kept happening for everybody.
Oh, so every girl was just rejecting you second by second.
It was so vicious.
Did you ever get to talk to anybody?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Well, I didn't. I gave up after like, you know, a couple minutes.
All the guys are just like stroking their cock, and it's just like, and they're just like,
ew.
Not all of them. I mean, there's some guys that
are. Are they only one at a time? Like it's like, but not, or is it multiple people can be on one person or something like that?
You can. I mean, it's just whatever is in the view of your webcam. So like, sometimes you'll come across a couple people like sitting there looking in it, laughing and giggling and stuff. And like sometimes you can tell that they're laughing at the last person that they saw,
yeah,
because they're still like they're like in the middle of a laugh when you get to them.
That's so like, but that's so bad because like what if somebody just laughs at your face and then clicks well, next?
They click, no, I mean, they're like laughing at the schlong. But you can see who's clicking on you, right? And they just disappear. They just
yeah, you can tell it'll say like, you know, this person or you know user next to you or whatever, you know, didn't want to talk to you or whatever. It'll say, I forget what it says. It says something like they clicked over you.
So what percentage of what percentage of it was just like straight up like
schlongs?
Yeah,
probably like 80%.
Oh,
see now that makes me not want to even bother with the site.
Well,
I don't want to see
it's good for a laugh.
Yeah, but I no, but you know what? I don't want to see that. I really don't want to see random guys.
It was made by some kid in like some 16-year-old kid in Russia or something, and but anyway. But there's a bunch of copycats out there now.
Oh, yeah?
There's ones that you can actually click if you only want to see females and whatever. If you
yeah, that, I, bet, like, I appreciate
me, like,
that one a lot more.
But to me, that seems more like a
porn. But then they can click off of you, right? A porn?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems more like a porn hookup now.
No, but I feel porn is produced. That's just like...
Yeah, but that's more of
that's
like...
classified stuff.
I'm not saying
not
that...
classified,
I'm not saying
you know.
That it's... Maybe I shouldn't use the word porn, but I feel like it's used for sexual gratification.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the internet in general.
Yeah. No,
that's
to
life.
The point where you're...
Such is life.
Why do people do anything? Why do you have a job? So you can make money? Why do you want to make money? So you can buy cool stuff so you can get chicks.
It's true.
See?
That's the same thing. Like, remember, we were watching, like, the dinosaurs. Like, I studied up on dinosaurs. And they're like, do they really have these horns for battle and these colors? Do they usually use that as battle or like, you know, as to fight other people?
Yeah.
And then as soon as they came back from commercial, it was like, no, they actually use that to attract other their mates.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
bigger the horns and the louder the colors, they're really trying to, you know, so it's just sort of like,
it's
oh,
like a mating ritual
or, you know, if they're trying to get the attention, you know, it's like, oh, I got bigger boobs. Oh, my horn is big. You know, it's like that.
It's kind of stupid if you think about it.
Well,
I guess it
how
makes
stupid
sense.
How stupid is it really?
No, I guess it makes sense, but at the same time, it's like, it is a little bit silly. And also,
there's a
it's
lot
like,
of lonely people out there.
But it's like, how would the dinosaurs know? Like, I have a bigger horn than you.
I'm not gonna talk down the dinosaurs. Dinosaurs will beat my ass.
No, but it's like, but how would they know like what is attractive? Like what
dinosaurs?
Makes, but like, say for example,
are we trying to decipher
instinct.
Like this? These animal instinct, like you're like, oh, but that's
even,
so lame. You got bigger horns. Fuck those horns.
But even
it's
like
these are dinosaurs,
but,
man. I
but
can't
you know, like other cultures, like think that like a longer neck is beautiful. So have you seen those like African cultures where they put rings around their neck to like stretch out their neck?
Yeah.
So like. You know, it just depends on what their vision of beauty is. Like, and also, I remember from my art history book, there was a time period where, like, a lot of this one European country, a bald woman was very attractive, and their women were literally plucking their hair out, so they were bald.
Remember, they used to say, like, back in the colonial times, men were attracted to fat women.
Yeah.
Because they were more rich, and they could have a lot of nice foods and special cheeses and stuff like that.
Jesus.
You know how, like, you know, like rich food that was imported, and it was basically more of like, oh, that woman's rich, she's all fat, and she can eat. Whereas, like, the skinny woman was poor and meager.
Yeah. Peon.
Died of snake bite.
I mean,
meager
if you look
hunger.
At, if you look at, like, in today's sense, like, there are a lot more, like, you see, you know, people are attracted to models who are, like, skinny and have no boobs.
Some have boobs, fake boobs.
No, but what... You know what I'm saying?
But then, like, the boob thing, it's like, oh, well, if you have, like, a big chest, like, that's sexy.
That's what I'm saying about, like, with the dinosaurs with the horns and stuff, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's like we're at the dinosaur level of thinking.
It's not the dinosaur level of thinking, it's natural attraction.
Natural attraction. But that's what I'm saying, like, what makes something attractive? Like, I was saying that European country that women were plucking all their hair out.
It's personal like, taste, and it's exactly like how in the movie The Happening, where it's like, you know, say, it's like, nature follows in trends as well, so we're part of nature. So it's like, at one point, you know, like in the 70s, they're like, oh, we love hairy bushes, you know, but now these days it's different. So it's like, it'll move in trends like that. So like there's a, you know, now girls are wearing like, those not nylons or whatever they're called, the leggings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, everyone's wearing leggies. So it moves all in these trends, like a massive sorority effect is what's going to happen. So like, you know, back in the day, people like fat chicks. And then now today, people like skinny chicks. So at the end of the day, we really should just like, you know, like what we like and not really follow anyone, or else we're going to get stuck with someone that we don't really like, you know?
Yeah, nowadays I feel like the look for women is just like tanning salon. But then thin and
if you see guys
like dyed hair,
you go see pictures of people with guys at clubs and they'll have their spiky greasy hair looking like the Jersey Shore,
yeah, Jersey,
with their abs sticking out and shit like that. And
Ed
I'm
Hardy
like, what the
shirts?
Fuck is this? Yeah,
abs sticking out.
Yeah,
yeah, or like their shirts are all half unbuttoned.
Abs sticking out like it's a bone protruding. Or something.
I have their abs sticking out.
You know, they like they're all open
just
buttoned
like
and
buffed.
Shit.
But then like actually
they keep
the,
their buttons
the
on
thing
the shirt
is though
open?
The club
like it's an open shirt, you
but
know.
The thing is like the club guys look like that, but honestly in real life guys don't look like that.
What when do I, guys look like in real life?
The average guy looks horrible. The average guy looks like just
Homer?
Yeah, pretty much. The average
like
guy like go to
like
go,
Homer Simpson.
Like go to a grocery store and look at men there.
Yeah, James, go to a grocery
no,
store and look
I
at men.
I refuse to do that.
No, I always like to judge like the normal person by looking at them. Like at a grocery store, and just like looking at people, because everyone goes to the grocery store, and just look at everybody.
Not really. Like famous people now have like this.
Yeah,
thing.
But that's different. But like
they're not normal people.
They're not. I'm talking about an everyday citizen, and like
person with no goals, stuck in their own job.
That are, you know, somebody just buying food, and then you look at them, and they're all like guys wearing, like, just I don't know, man. I don't know. I just can say that no guy looks like all ripped out. At the grocery store.
You know what's the funniest thing to watch? Like, go to Walmart or somewhere?
Yeah, those type of places. That's what I'm talking about.
Go to, like, hang out by the condom aisle. But not in the aisle, but, like, you know, like, kind of near there. And just watch how guys are when they go up to actually take them off the shelf.
Can but you really, like, you can...
Some people
can
look
tell
like,
their whole entire being that way?
They're people are, like, they're all, like, embarrassed. Like, they want to make sure nobody's looking when they... I'm like, you still
but it's
got
like you're in the aisle.
You
it's
still
like,
gotta put it in your cart and you gotta check it out. So yeah. The cashier's gonna see it.
Unless you do self checkout.
That's true.
That's where it's at. Self.
That's how I would do it.
Self checkout. The invention of self checkout. Yeah. So Fred Savage.
Oh, come on. How are we gonna go? Oh. But it's all right. Good.
I don't even know. I just sort of mentioned Fred Savage. Then you have Ben Savage. Is there any much? And then Randy Savage, Doc Savage.
What other savages are there?
Michael Savage?
Michael Savage.
Oh, yes. Wait.
Who's
no.
Michael Savage?
He's a radio host.
Well, he's all right. He's
kinda, like a conservative.
He's kind of nuts.
Talk
he's like us. Ultra conservative, though, isn't he?
Yeah, but I like him. He's entertaining.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I know a lot of people think he's like total cray-cray, but I think he's entertainment.
It's all good.
You know, it's one thing, like, I don't watch or even try to watch, like, that TV show The View, like, at all.
Oh, damn it.
But, like, yesterday... Somehow, through the grace of God, I stumbled upon Rosie O'Donnell like fighting, was it Elizabeth Hasselbeck or something like that?
Hasselhoff?
What? No.
David? I think it's Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
I don't watch that show.
Who's that?
Why were you watching that?
Because I don't know how...
By the grace of God, he said.
By the grace of God. He was like, today...
today, you're going to watch The View.
That sounds like Obama.
What?
Today, you're going to watch...
We've tried our best... Try hard.
Joe, for some reason, I'm a little bit disappointed that you're watching The View.
No, I wasn't watching The View. I was watching...
Joe, why are we watching The View?
I wasn't watching The View. I was watching... Because I heard they had, I think it had something to do with... This is how it linked. How the internet sometimes links. So, I was reading on... First, it starts with me looking up how Maria from WWE was how she was doing on Celebrity Apprentice.
Then it went to surprisecumshots.com.
No, it didn't go to surprisecumshots.com. That's where it started. No, but so I was looking at Maria because I'm a Celebrity Apprentice, which, again, that started on the wrestling site. It started on Lords of Pain, which went on to looking up. So Maria made it onto the Celebrity, the final
this is how
the
you get
Apprentice.
Lost on the internet.
And then Maria led to went to a link with Donald Trump. Then I saw a link with Donald Trump and Rosie O'Donnell feud. And then I was like, oh, what's that about? Because I want to, you know, I didn't look at it. I didn't know what
that was
before.
That was a long time ago, though.
It doesn't matter how long ago. It was like 5 years ago. It was a link because I was like feuding. I saw that link. And then that link went to Rosie O'Donnell, gets fired off of the view because of a debate, a 5-minute long debate like this. No, I know exactly how this turned. I went to a site that was like the five most shocking moments in TV. And that was one of them. That's how it happened.
Wait, so she got fired off the show?
Well, it was like supposedly like one of the most shocking moments when she was like having a really heated, hard-ass debate with Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
About
on,
what?
On
which
The
is,
View.
Which is who?
There's like this sort of like,
she's like
pure
some football
Christian
player's wife.
Blonde, oh. Something like that. And
she's like one of the quarterbacks, something Hasselbeck.
And then
she's
they
like
were...
big time NFL quarterback. That's his wife.
Yeah, and they were fighting. They were having a hardcore debate on like the war of Iraq, and then all of a sudden, it became like, you know how like a debate, how two people can have a fight. Like, oh, I hate the color green. Oh, I love the color green. And then somehow it turns into like, well, your mom is a bitch.
Yeah.
You're like, well, what the fuck? How does that have to do with my mom's a bitch? Well, you know, because then your mama treated you like this, and that's
so
how you like the color green.
It just showed that like they didn't really like each other.
Yeah,
and it came out
because it started like Rosie O'Donnell was like, well, you didn't stand up for me when I said that, and she was like, well, I didn't know. Yes or no? Yes or no? Why did you answer yes or no? It's like, I was just entertained by
Wait,
that.
So she's off the show.
I mean, that was several years ago, but I just like,
oh, it was, damn it.
But it was like just so amazing that like.
Wait.
And also everyone else, like on the, you know how The View has like two other, well, it's a panel of four people.
James is like, actually, I don't watch The View.
Well, all right. So The View has like four women and they, I guess they talk or debate.
Isn't like Whoopi Goldberg on there too?
Yeah, yeah. Whoopi
it's
Goldberg
like old,
was there.
Old hens clucking away.
But basically while these two were like fighting, the other two hosts were like, don't we have a commercial? Let's go to a commercial. And like they just kept on debating. It was like,
why didn't they go to commercial?
They didn't go to commercial.
It's like, take the hint, man.
It was like straight up, just like really, if like you were fighting with your mom.
What if the producers were just like, no
yeah,
commercial.
Oh,
let's
and,
just keep going.
And then what happened? Yeah, I know. This is exactly how they like. They're like, this is awesome. This is ratings. I love ratings. What they did was they did a split camera. So like, you know, just like on one of those shows, the. Whatever, like the, you know, the news shows where
like
they...
Like the debate shows?
Yeah, where it starts just like it's a split panel. And then
like
then Rosie,
John McLaughlin?
And then
McLaughlin group.
Yeah, then 2 days later, Rosie O'Donnell was just like, you put it in a split... Like, I heard like that was one of the main reasons why she quit, because like they made it into like a split screen.
So they were like milking it.
Yeah. I just thought that was pretty entertaining. That's how that's how internet works.
So who
man.
Actually won that fight if there was a winner... Did Elizabeth Hasselbeck keep her job?
Yeah, she's still there to this day.
So I guess she won.
Oh, she was one of the hosts.
Yeah, she was one of the hosts.
Oh, I thought she was a guest or something.
No, I don't even know if they have guests on The View, dude.
I think they only have guests when one of them goes on vacation.
Yeah, and they were just... It was like... It was sort of like an awkward... You know how like when people are fighting... And then, like, on television, and then they're like, you know, David Letterman is disagreeing with someone, and then they always end it, like, unhappily. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, so back to the show. This one was like... Like real, I was like
vicious.
I was like, so someone's gonna just like not. No one's gonna stop this, dude. No one's gonna stop this hot blonde and this fat chick.
Cow.
Yeah.
That just shows you like how like those people are just being used anyway.
They're all being used.
Oh yeah, they're all
being
used.
Oh, and everyone. That business
is
a bunch of
everyone in Hollywood is being used.
We're using James right now for his entertainment value.
Man, Rosie O'Donnell is one of those people, like one of the few people in the world that I really wish something bad would happen to her.
James, I know that list is not few. There's not few on
no,
that list.
Like, there's people out there that I think are turds, but I don't really wish anything bad upon them. But I really wish that, like, an anvil would fall on her
Acme
head or something. Just something. I don't know.
Yeah, she's
bridge.
Kind of obnoxious.
She is an evil piece of shit. If you're out there, Rosie...
I think right now she has like
she has her own radio show with Rosie.
One of those
Rosie versus James
pay for the radio show.
All right, what's the main reason why you don't like Rosie O'Donnell? I would understand because of the obnoxiousness.
She is extremely obnoxious, you know, terrible attitude, really crappy viewpoints. She's a lesbian.
I think she like gets off on being obnoxious.
She's like, not only is she a lesbian.
Like you brought being a lesbian as a main factor.
But not only is she a lesbian, she's like one of those, she's really like in your face about it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, if you're gay, I don't give a crap, but you know, I don't want to know about it. That's,
but she's like elitist, a lesbian like that. Like I'm lesbian. Not because
Ellen, maybe she's just proud.
Because you know Ellen is a lesbian, but well, I have no problem with Ellen being a lesbian.
I'm straight. Ellen is I'm not fine. All proud about it. Well, I mean, I, you know what I mean.
You're okay like
I'm
with
all,
the fact,
I'm not all just, out. Like, you don't just hey, I'm straight.
To, you don't just happen to be straight.
Yeah,
you, that's what you want to be.
Or it's kind of like being racist. You know, I wouldn't. I'm not out there. Like, I'm white, fucking white power and shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Gay power.
It's like, yeah. Why do you have to have that pride, right?
That she has really annoying voice. She's a looks like a cow. So she didn't take care of herself.
That movie where she played like she was a retarded person and people were making fun of it.
What movie was this?
She basically, it was, I think it was like one of, I don't know, it was one of those. It wasn't like a theatrical movie. It was like a
Simple
made
Jack?
For TV movie. Yeah, she basically. That's what I'm saying.
Whoa.
She basically pulled a Simple Jack.
You never go full retard.
You make me happy. Like I don't know what it was, but now like I was watching that a few weeks ago. And like that line, you make me have. That's fantasy gold.
And
shit,
I like
man.
I like when Ben Stiller has the make me part, but then I like with the when McConaughey finishes up and he's like happy.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of the show. My name is Joe.
I'm Carolyn.
Come on, James.
I'm James.
And guess what? You make me happy. Thanks again, Jake. James, you the man, dude.
Thanks.
Hope you all had enjoyed the show.
Never go full retard.
Have a good night.